Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I am completely delighted to give you meditation instruction. Thank you so much for showing up. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, as per usual, and we're going to start in a moment. So please take your seat and get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, please. And today I want to talk to you about the next, the fourth step along the eightfold path, which is what I'm sharing with you in these current videos. But you don't have to go up, you don't have to listen to the previous ones and catch up. You can just jump right in here. However, if you would like to, just go to our website onto the meditation page and you'll see all the recent videos. And if you're in the Open Heart Project Sangha, this will relate very particularly to our theme for the month of February, which is the seven characteristics of the Dharmic person. But leaving that aside for a moment, we will continue with our exploration of the Noble Eightfold Path, which, according to the Buddha and the Buddha Dharma, will liberate you from suffering. There's only eight things you have to do. The first two steps, which we discussed previously, relate to your mind, your being, and they are right view and right intention. The next three relate to the way you are in the world, your conduct. The first one was right speech. Now this next one, the fourth along the path, is right conduct, sometimes called right action. And the next one, right livelihood, we'll get to next week. So what does right conduct mean? It means being a decent person in the world, which is already very confusing because some people it's very easy to be nice to, and other people it's not so easy to be nice to. But you have to figure it out. You have to figure out a way not to be nice, but to be kind. Those are two different things. The basics of right conduct have nothing to do with morals or ethics or beliefs, but are about non-harming. The classical texts list the various ways that you could not do harm. And of course they are what you might expect. Don't kill anyone, don't steal stuff, things like that. But I invite you to consider non-harming in a very basic sense of just try not to hurt anyone as you go about this day. I'm sure you probably try that anyway, but there are sort of two steps to not hurting others. And the first is to recognize your own pain, because there is no such thing as hurting others without first being in pain yourself. So we need to be responsible adults, no matter how old we are, and take care of ourselves, clean up our emotional messes, attend to our pains and sorrows and disappointments and longings. Because if we don't clean those things up, and I don't mean make them right, I mean work with them, do your inner housekeeping, don't let things fester, don't let piles of crap pile up in a corner and then put a fence around it. Just make sure you keep your inner situation tight and right, which means when you feel angry or hurt, you work with it. I don't know how you're going to do that. For each situation, it's different, and each person, it's different, but I trust you to figure it out. So the first step, don't hurt yourself. And when you are hurt, take care of it so that you can soothe and heal and attend to yourself, and also so you can take the second step, which is not hurting others. So it's a compassionate thing to do, compassionate for others, for you to take care of your inner sorrows. And look out on this day for little ways we hurt each other. I'm not saying you should try to be a goody-goody, but when you feel tempted to make a little snarky comment about what someone is wearing, or you see someone coming for the elevator but you're in a hurry so you push the buttons really fast, I've done that before, don't do those things. those little steps are actually what contribute to a peaceful world. And at the heart of a peaceful world, what we need for a peaceful world is for each of us to have good conduct. So these little things, it's not death by a thousand cuts, it's peace by a thousand kindnesses. This is how we build a sane world. So I hope this is useful. I wish you well in your exploration of right conduct. And remember, it doesn't mean being a goody-goody. It means being kind to yourself and others. Let's practice. Keep the instruction minimal this week for those of you that have been dying for less talking from me. Here we go. Sit up straight, please, but it will still be the full instruction. The hands rest palms down. The back is straight and strong because you're a superhero. And the front body is soft and warm, because you're also a superheroine. Let the shoulders relax. The mouth is closed. The breath comes in and out through the nose. And the eyes are open. This is important. And the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or some distance that is comfortable for you given the proximity of your screen. Let the eyes rest. Feel the muscles of the eyes relax. And the crown of the head reaches up. Please feel your body breathing. Feel the rise and fall of breath. And stay with these sensations. Stay with yourself, which means staying in your body. And as breathing happens in our bodies, when we are with our breath, one could say we are with ourselves, which is the first step in non-harming ourself, to be with ourselves. So let attention ride the breath. And if the mind strays into thought, the attention strays into thought, it's no problem. Absolutely no problem. When you notice, say to yourself silently, thinking. It's different than meditating, thinking. Let go. And gently, very important, gently, sweetly, kindly, bring your attention back to the breath with great patience. This is a kindness to yourself. And begin again. Thank you very much for your practice, and thank you so much for practicing together. I offer you a bow.